Good. It's Kevin McCullough on AM 970, The Answer. From the birthplace of radio's greatest era. Now, from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough. Unlike anything else on radio today, it's a front row seat for great information with today's leading experts. The millionaire maker, Hillary Kramer. Travel with Valerie Delia. Nicole Sapphire, MD, senior medical contributor to Fox News Channel and physician at Memorial Sloan Kettering Medical Center. Legal expertise by Arthur Idala, attorney to the stars. And Christine Nicholas, the quintessential heartbeat of New York hospitality. All joining legendary broadcast pro Kevin McCullough on a mission unlike any other. United to bring back New York. And now, live from Studio 111.
All right, Kevin McCullough, so thrilled to have you for the Friday edition of Radio Night Live, because if it means we made it to Friday, it means on Monday night we conquered the markets. It means on Tuesday we got all of our travel tips from Valerie. If it got through Wednesday, that means Dr. Sapphire was here and gave us the lowdown on COVID and what's going on and how we can do even better. If it was Thursday, we got through Arthur Idala and all the big legal stories of the night. And that means tonight we get to have fun. It's all about yes. Friday fun, and Christine Nicholas is back, my party friend on Friday.
That's right. Hey, Kevin. Happy Friday. Happy weekend, everyone.
I almost feel like I should be, shaking up a cocktail, you know, like a martini or something about now, because it's that time of the week where you just feel like, okay, here we go. But it is true, Christine. This week had some good news. We've made it through another week. But in both the COVID front and in some of the reopening, and I know you've got all the details, but this wasn't a bad week for New York.
Well, I think you're right. Unless you had the J&J vaccine like I did, which, you know, I woke up in the morning and I heard, oh, my goodness. OK, and I only had it 2 weeks ago. But, I said, when the governor and the mayor shut it down, then I have something to worry about. Sure enough, the mayor and the governor shut it down. But you know what? I still have a lot of confidence in the vaccines. I think people need to take it. Do not be deterred. I think they're just, they are acting in abundance of caution.
Yeah. Dr. Sapphire spent a lot of time on that on Wednesday, and she absolutely agrees with you. She says that the efficacy, really, you're talking about minuscule amounts of people that had this blood clotting issue, and it's such a low percentage, it wouldn't even register. Like the fact that the administration is taking the cautions that they are may be necessary, but if you've had it, you're probably still in really good shape.
I hope so. Well, you know what is great is that this week the mayor and Lin-Manuel Miranda opened up a vaccine center on Broadway for Broadway actors, workers, performers to try to open up Broadway a little sooner than we were hoping. So let's all get vaccinated, those of us that are in the Broadway community and work on Broadway, and let's hope that we can open by the fall, because that will really bring our spirit and lift our hopes and just get New York back on track. You know, it's feeling good. We're going in the right direction, Kevin, but until Broadway opens, a lot of people are just sort of like hanging and not going back to New York as quickly as they should.
Well, I mentioned when I was on with John Catsimatidis in the middle of the week, I actually made mention of that, because obviously you played a big role after 9/11 in bringing Broadway back. In fact, I think the mayor told you he needed them open like the next night.
That's right.
But, this has been, I guess, by that comparison, COVID's been a way bigger disaster for the city in terms of the impact than even 9/11 had.
Well, this is the longest Broadway has ever been closed. 9/11 was closed for 2 days. They were closed during some of the other flu pandemics. And during the war, I believe they closed for a few days, but nothing like what we're dealing with now. And the startup is going to take much longer because, after 9/11, you can be closed for 2 days, but then you can reopen this. Everything was in place, the costumes, the lighting,
rehearsals had been had, theaters were booked, everything else.
And the actors, by the way, have moved, many of them, out of New York. They've gone back home to wherever they were from.
They'd go get gigs.
And to work and to save some money, by the way. The tax situation in New York is really not conducive to living here. Hopefully something can be done about that in you know, we got a mayor's race coming, and they just seem to want to tax their way out of what isn't even a problem right now. They keep saying, oh, the economy's great. Jobs are not that bad. I've, you know, been listening to Kathy Wild, and she's saying that it's not as bad as everybody's predicting. Then why the need for taxing at record high rates? Why does New York City and New York State have to be number one in taxes, right?
Well, we haven't lived within our means for a little while, and that's catching up to us. And, you know, that's as much the governor's problem as it is the mayor's. But it's and I think part of it, not to get overly political here, but I think anytime you have one party rule of either side, I think the tendency is to give a little too many favors and too much legislation that your friends want. And then as a result, the spending goes bye bye. So we've got to like change some stuff.
Well, it's all about checks and balances. You're absolutely right. Look, I have seventh graders. They had their big social studies test today, right? And it was all about the Constitution and the branches of government. And it's you know, checks and balances. And right now we have a one-party system in New York City, New York State. It doesn't work. You know, it is the reason why we are number one in taxes. We're racing to the bottom on quality of life issues. And, you know, and the way that they see making money for our state is let's just sell marijuana. You know, let's see how that is going to improve our state in 5 years. OK, I can guarantee you it's not a positive thing. You know, I've seen too many kids think that marijuana is not dangerous because it's legal in some states. And look, you know, people that we respect, our elected leaders, are saying it's OK. It's not OK. It is not okay. It's a gateway drug. So I don't want to get into that. I'm not a doctor. Leave that for you.
No, I actually agree with you. And I've followed it on the state levels. And, you know, Colorado and Washington State both have had some significant problems since legalization. So you're not far from, you know, the truth on all of that stuff. And I know that, you know, that they say the jury's still out. Well, we'll see. You know, give it a little more time. And now we're going to have a firsthand laboratory here in New York.
Exactly.
So what
else
happened?
Tourism is the safer drug, right? Let's push.
Yes. Yes.
We can make more money for the city and the state if we just got the tourists back, and they're nicer and safer, and you know, you don't have a bad headache the next day from meeting a tourist. Maybe it depends where they're from, but it doesn't have long term effects and memory loss.
Well, and the truth is, there are different parts of the city that are kind of opening up and getting back to the normal faster than others. And tonight we've got a special guest that we're going to bring on and talk about some of this. But, you know, I would love, Christine, to have like, and I've heard this a couple of times. I mentioned John Catsimatidis earlier. He says this a lot now. He goes, we're going to have the pandemic licked by July 4th. What we do between July 4th and Labor Day is going to mean everything. And if we can feel like we're back to normal by Labor Day, fall and Christmas hopefully will be like normal for New York City.
Nice.
But you know,
I hope so.
I missed the New York of the holiday season this last year. I mean, some of the lights were still up, but man, it felt different.
It really did. It was, you know, I'm in Midtown right now. My office is in Midtown, and we're right on Fifth Avenue, not far from Rock Center. And it was very eerie. You know, yes, we like to grumble about the crowds, and you know, you can't get through Times Square and Rock Center during the holidays. But it really felt alone and eerie this Christmas season. And we're starting to see Midtown creep back a little bit, but not nearly like the neighborhoods. And you know, these are these things about COVID where you have these certain pockets, these certain silver linings that have come out, and some good things have come about from it with neighborhoods. But Midtown Manhattan is desperately in need of livelihood, and it needs people, and it needs the office workers back. You know, and the mayor announced that the office workers for New York City are coming back May 1st. Yay, bravo, right, terrific. Guess what? They're not all coming back at once. I have friends who are in city agencies, and they're being told, you can come back one day a week or maybe 2 days a week. That's not a real policy. That's not really getting the workers back. Like, if you want to get the workers back because it's the right thing to do for the city, then get the workers back. Tell them they have to report for their jobs.
Yeah.
You know, you
Christine,
can distance and
hold that thought. We're gonna go to break here. That's what the saxophone means. When we come back, maybe I'll have a glass of that Wolfinger Rosé that we found this week. There's some good stuff that New Yorkers need to look forward to, and we're gonna talk about it. Some of it's coming alive in Arthur Avenue. Peter Peter Madonia joins us when we come back. It's Radio Night Live. It's the Friday edition, and we are having fun. Stay with us.
Take AM 970, The Answer, anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. As someone who loves his family like little else in this life, I just want you to know that the process of buying a home for that family can be stressful, but you probably already know that. Having the right lending team in place, though, does help ease that stress. The lending experts at Citizens Bank, for example, can answer your questions about how to get started. They've got customer service that is second to none because they treat every customer as if they're the only customer. Ace and his team prioritize New York, New Jersey metro area because they want to give you the best rates possible. They are committed to putting our colleagues, community, shareholders, and families first. Because when you succeed, they succeed. My family and I look no further than the lending experts at Citizens Bank. Take the first step today and apply on citizensbank.com. That's citizensbank.com. Or call them. You'll enjoy the conversation. 212-857-6668. 212-857-6668 and ask a citizen. There's no other place to go than Citizens Bank. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank, NA, NLS number 433-960, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, I'm Dr. Ed Soffin from ProCure Proton Therapy Center located in Somerset, New Jersey. You may be surprised to know that 1 in 7 men will experience a prostate cancer diagnosis in their life. 1 in 7. So if you or a friend or family member are facing prostate cancer, make sure you do your homework before choosing a treatment strategy to understand that in most cases, invasive surgery is not the only option. ProCure's proton therapy offers a customized, safe, and effective treatment option with an exceptional patient experience and no downtime. For more information or take a next step, please visit www.procure.com or call 855-3-PROTON, 855-3-PROTON. Let me or one of my colleagues help you make the right decision. Discover the ProCure difference, precision therapy, passionate care.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Do you know what makes it rain in my mouth right now just thinking about it? How about a big, fat, juicy porterhouse at Benjamin's Steakhouse? Their signature dry-aged porterhouse and all the steaks, like the delicious filet mignon, are aged 28 days. With indoor and outdoor dining in Midtown and in White Plains, you can have an intimate dinner or bring a group. They've got a prefix dinner for larger or corporate groups, and eat Benjamin's signature porterhouse with incredibly fresh seafood while sitting next to a roaring fire in the cozy White Plains location, or head to Midtown for the excitement of the city and some amazing and delicious surf and turf. How about a power lunch with a steak sandwich or lobster roll or the raw bar, calamari, salmon salad, king crab legs with your filet mignon? I'm so hungry. Benjamin Steakhouse is a cut above the rest. Go to BenjaminSteakhouse.com or call 212-297-9177.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com. Let's face it, we love Alexa, and we love to let her find your favorite radio station. This one, of course. We love it, too, when she finds us. But she could find us easier if we taught her a simple skill. To get started, simply say, Alexa, enable the Answer New York skill. After she confirms, you can then say, Alexa, play the Answer New York. That's all you have to do, and Alexa will learn how to find us. You can listen to us through your Amazon Echo, Echo Show, Echo Dot, and Amazon Tap devices. Alexa, what is your favorite radio station?
That's easy. AM 970, The Answer.
Listen to Joe Piscopo in the morning, weekdays at 6. Mike Gallagher at 10 on AM 970, The Answer. And now, from New York, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
Yeah, it's so good to have you on Friday. It's my favorite night of the week here at Radio Night Live. We've talked about so many important subjects through the week. By the time we get to Friday fun, I look forward to this show a lot. It's kind of like exhaling, which is what I feel like we're largely trying to do in New York City after a year of completely being pent up. We're finally trying to exhale a little bit. The vaccines getting out there. We're starting to get some things open. We're up to 75% capacity in some restaurants in some parts of the state, only 50% still in much of the city. But nonetheless, we are not where we were a few months ago, and no one knows that better than my my partner in crime here on Friday nights, Christine Nicholas, the CEO of Nicholas & Lentz PR, one of the most premier PR firms in the world, and she is doing a great job getting the word out about all the things that are going on in New York. And Christine, you've brought one of your longtime friends to the show tonight. Talk to us.
I did. I am so pleased that Peter Madonia from Madonia Bakery up from in Arthur Avenue is able to join us this evening. Peter, welcome.
Thank you.
I want to tell everybody a little bit about Peter because he's such a soft-spoken, sort of a reserved, I would say, Renaissance man. Okay, Kevin, can I say that?
A gentle giant of sorts.
Yes. Gentle giant, yeah. But a family business, Madonia Bakery, it's on Arthur Avenue. It is over 100 years old. So Peter's the third generation running the bakery, which, by the way, you must go and try the olive bread. It is amazing. But Peter is so much more than that. He's also the chairman of the Business Improvement District in Arthur Avenue, which is tasked with promoting Arthur Avenue, all the businesses there. And he has also a political background. When Peter was just a young man, he ended up working in the Koch administration. He became a deputy commissioner, I believe, for the fire department. Then he left and came back to the bakery, correct me if I'm wrong, then went to the Rockefeller Foundation and basically worked all over the world. And the Rockefeller Foundation was also turning 100, and Peter did an amazing job at Rockefeller and then decided, you know what, my family business is turning 100. This is a major, major milestone. I'm going to go back and work in the family business. And you've been back to Arthur Avenue now for 3 years, Peter. So we'd love to get your take on what's going on in Arthur Avenue and how do you keep a business like Madonia Bakery relevant still over 100 years? Peter Madonia.
Thank you. Thank you, Christine. Thank you both. I appreciate the time, and that's a very nice intro. Renaissance man is a wonderful thing. I don't know if I fill that bill, but it's nice to be referred to that way. I think this is true for everything in life, personally, professionally, evolution, right? You have to evolve. The world evolves, and if you have to evolve with it, and you know, we're a business community that's 100 years old. You've heard me say this, Christine, before. My grandfather went through the pandemic in 1918 when he owned the bakery. I don't know what that was like for him, but he went through it and evolved to survive and flourish from that. And then all the other things that happened after that, including the Depression and World War II and, you know, the 60s and, you know, whatever. As a business community, we've evolved. As a business, we've evolved. I've personally evolved, right? I worked in the Koch administration. I was in Ed Koch's City Hall. I was in the fire department, as you mentioned. I was in the buildings department. I did a bunch of different jobs there. I left. I came back. I was Mike Bloomberg's chief of staff. So, like, life is about evolution. And as a business community, we have evolved. We have a very robust, what I like to call an ecosystem as a business community. We have restaurants, we have retail businesses that have survived 100 years. And my family business is not the only one. We're one of several that are there 100 years or more. The younger ones are 80, 70, 80, 90 years old. So we have a long
Those are the new kids on the block. Gee, I hope they make
<That's> it.
it just happens to be true. And there's still most of them are still family owned, which is, you know, multi-generational is really hard to do. It's really hard to do because the kids, you know, everybody wants something better for the kids. And part of something better is send my kids to college, going to go work for corporations and this and that and the other thing. And I got to do all of the above, but a lot of people, stayed and that sense of commitment is, I think pretty stunning, at a macro level, which we have in our neighborhood. So we have this evolution that goes on in our neighborhood, been through a lot, in a borough that went through a lot.
Well, Kevin, I don't know if you remember this, but I do from being a kid with the blackout in 77, and that was the same year where the Bronx is burning, right? I mean, it was
tough times.
Arthur Avenue was protected, but it was really rough times that Arthur Avenue has gone through. Yeah. If walls could talk, right?
So that's one piece of a long history, right? And yet people stayed, people were committed. Families were committed, and families are still committed. So we have this ecosystem there among us. We have retail, we have restaurants, and we feed off each other, right? The retail feeds off the.
Well, it's a genuine living community. So you need each other, you need one another, you help one another, and you watch and cheer for each other as you survive. And the community that grows up around you only flourishes because of that.
Exactly.
And if you weren't there, just think, if you weren't there, if you didn't have that stability for 100 years, how much different that community would be impacted by all of it. We're going to take a break, guys, and I want to come back. We're so honored to have Peter Madonia with us, and Christine rushed through his biography, but this man has literally done a little bit or a lot of almost everything, and I'm dying to ask him some questions that he may not have expected to get, but I hope that they'll be good ones. We're having some fun on a Friday, friends, and I hope that you will tell your friends and make sure that you're here every Friday. Christine Nicholas, committed to bringing the fun back in New York with the food, with the entertainment, with the things that make New York the world's best playground. Thank you for being here tonight.
Fun Fridays with Kevin McCullough.
Coming right back. Stay with us. Hi, Kevin McCullough. As you know, my friend, Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop just by making the best pillow, which he did. Now Mike has gone and done it again, introducing My Slippers. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop these slippers. They are designed to wear indoor and out all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, they are also made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, Mike is offering 40% off his new My Slippers. The My Slippers are so comfortable that you'll want to get some for the whole family. Call 800-651-0798 and use the promo code AM970 or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listeners square and use promo code AM970. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream Bed Sheets, the MyPillow Mattress Topper, my favorite, and MyPillow Towel Sets. Call 800-651-0798 and use the promo code AM970.
There are ideas and ideologies afoot in our culture today, lurking beneath the surface. Fault Lines is a book that will help you discern these worldviews and ideas, help you understand what they are and where they come from. Critical race theory, social justice, intersectionality. We've all heard these terms, but most of us have no idea what they mean. Fault Lines will not only help you understand the meaning of these words, but it will also help you understand the ideologies behind them. Fault Lines is a book for our day, for our time, for this moment, because I'm not talking about something that's coming. I'm talking about something that's here, something that has to be confronted now. This is Vodi Bakum, and I want to encourage you to buy my new book, Fault Lines, available everywhere books are sold.
Listen to AM 970, The Answer, on Alexa, tune in, iHeart, or radio.com. News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
We have light rain at this hour. We're down to 45 degrees on this Friday evening. What's going on? We have the answer. Well, fire officials say last week's massive fire in Queens was caused by an overloaded power strip. The FDNY shared a message on social media today reminding people to close the door behind them if caught in a fire, as an open door was reportedly a main reason this fire spread so rapidly. The accidental electrical blaze eventually roared to 8 alarms, tearing through a Jackson Heights apartment complex and leaving 24 injured. 16 firefighters were among those left hurt, while displaced residents are currently being housed in a nearby hotel after Mayor de Blasio extended emergency relief. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy is touring a coronavirus vaccine clinic in Red Bank and updating the state's numbers. Over 2.3 million New Jersey residents are now fully vaccinated, while on Monday, everyone 16 and up becomes eligible. Murphy had a chance this afternoon to visit with workers and see people getting the shot at the YMCA of Greater Monmouth County's COVID-19 vaccination site. And Port Authority is starting up a rehab project at Newark Airport. The just over $84 million rehabilitation will include runway paving, replaced electrical infrastructure, new light fixtures, and signage. Port Authority reports General Manager James Gill says this work will help prevent costly emergency repairs, all while taking advantage of a slowdown in air traffic. And the work is supposed to be finished midway through 2022. Taking a look at the traffic across the Hudson, outbound side of the Holland Tunnel, 45 minutes from Canal Street, about 15 to 20 minutes from the other approaches. Citybound side, we're okay, 15 to 20 out at the Lincoln, George Washington Bridge, about 10 minutes on the citybound side. Evening showers tonight, then cloudy overnight, low 42. Partly sunny tomorrow, high 58. Clouds and sun on Sunday with chance of showers, high of 60. Sunshine on Monday, high 61. Then sun for the day on Tuesday with a high of 65 and a mix of sun and clouds as we reach the middle of next week on Wednesday. And now you know what's going on. I'm Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
Did you listen to our podcasts? Hear them now on our website at am970theanswer.com. Back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, very glad to have you with us on a Friday, and I hope that you and your family have good plans to get out and take advantage of something, whether it be Central Park or one of the great eateries, or spend some time this weekend drinking in the good weather and the good opportunity to make some fresh memories in the world's greatest city. We need you to do that. All of us need to do that on a weekly basis, and so honored to have this radio show to help promote that idea every single week. All five nights of the week, we are trying to bring New York back to its greatness in every way possible. Christine Nicholas, my cohort on Fridays, we have a lot of fun here. And our very special guest tonight is Peter Madonia, who is, of course, of the Madonia Bakery on Arthur Avenue. Tons of history and stories to be told out of there. But Peter, you have one of these really interesting biographies that if you and I were able to sit down and, you know, have some espresso one of these days, I would just spend hours asking you about all the intricacies of things you've learned from different areas. Because to go from the Rockefeller Foundation to go to City Hall, to go to the fire department, to go from a Koch administration, who is certainly one type of New York mayor, to the Bloomberg administration, who is certainly a different type of New York mayor, and to gain the lessons that you've been able to see and kind of compile through all of that, what do you think has been, you know, of all of the experiences that you've had, what has been the thing that's most shaped you in going through the private and public sectors and even working in and around the different personalities that you've been with?
It's a really great question. I guess I would say, like, a bunch of things, rules, right? First rule, know what you don't know, right? So I watched really talented people work in all of the above, and know what you don't know, and then figure out how to go find people who know more than you, get people that are smarter than you, and help figure out what you want to do and where you want to go and how you want to accomplish it. So that's sort of a basic premise. You got to be true to yourself. Like, what gets you out of bed in the morning? What's going to excite you? What's going to get you motivated to move an agenda forward, and like figure out what that agenda is, but you got to really believe in it and love it and have passion for it, because otherwise 2, 5, 10 years into whatever you're doing, if you don't love it and you don't have passion for it, you're going to hate it, and that's a terrible place to be. I watched really talented people learn how to put a message out and make sure it's positive, get people excited. I mean, Ed Koch was great. He was a cheerleader for the city of New York at his time. And I think, looking forward, what we need is a cheerleader in this town as much as anything. Because you can hire people to do the nuts and bolts, and you find the most talented people to do it. Like I said, you know what you don't know, and to go find people to, smarter than you to do it. But you have to be a cheerleader. This town needs a cheerleader right now. So, like, those are the kinds of things that I took away from as a very, very young man. I was 26 years old when I was in City Hall the first time. I went back the second time older and, I hope, wiser. What I loved about Mike Bloomberg was he was a great cheerleader for New York City at a time when it needed it. Remember, we were post 9/11, 2 months after 9/11, Mike was mayor. We followed a really good leader who had, made it clear that New York City was governable. Now we had to govern it in very difficult circumstances. So, sure. I learned a lot from really good leadership in my life, and I tried to apply those things to my life professionally. In the multiple, it was a very eclectic career. Was the way I like to put it. But
you call it eclectic. Sounds exciting to me, Christine. Like somebody done all the stuff that Peter's done. That's a 15 movie series, on.
Yeah, he doesn't wait around for the moss to grow. I mean, Peter's on the move for sure.
That's right.
Peter, you know, I totally agree with you. We need a cheerleader. We need someone with optimism to lead New York City through post-pandemic to rebuild New York. There's a mayoral race. It's going to basically happen on primary day because we are a one party, unfortunately, pretty much a one party city. So June 22nd. We're going to have a good idea of who is likely to become mayor of New York City. Of all the candidates, you don't have to tell us who, but what do you see and what should they be doing? Can you give us...
Let's do what is called a cliffhanger and let him think on that. And when we come back, we're going to give him bonus time. We only asked him for two segments, but we're going to kind of talk him into going three with us because, Peter, I want to hear the answer to Christine's question, too. Peter Madonia is our very special guest. Madonia Bakery, right there on Arthur Avenue. Friends, I've heard good things about the olive bread. Maybe before we're done, I'm going to ask him one secret. He's going to have to give up one secret about why the olive bread is so good at Madonia Bakery. But we'll also get the answer to Christine's question about the mayoral race. It's a fun Friday. There's no rules here. Coming right back. Stay with us.
Your business is ready for a reboot, a recharge. The way our companies operate has changed. Adapting to the changes hasn't been easy, but never more important to succeed. Many of the digital resources available have helped overcome obstacles your business is facing, but are you using the full potential of every one of them? That's where Salem Surround can help. Your business needs to use digital tools more than ever to stay in touch with customers, making buying decisions right now and for the future. Will they consider or even know about you? The marketing team at Salem Surround gives you the tools needed to stand out and be visible to current and potential customers online right now looking for what you do. We'll design a plan that targets and surrounds customers with proven marketing strategies. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your marketing plan and see how we can help place your advertising message in front of today's consumers. Learn more at SurroundNewYork.com. SurroundNewYork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
This is Dennis Prager along with fellow host Mike Gallagher. We both want to invite you to join us for the trip of a lifetime to the Holy Land this October. I personally can't get enough of the great state of Israel and its historical significance. Join us to be amazed and inspired.
Dennis and I have planned out every minute of this trip in detail with Salem Media Group and our trusted travel partner, Inspiration Cruises and Tours. You'll have the best experience imaginable. We're confident by October our trip will be safe, so register today worry-free until July 6th with no cancellation fees.
We'll sail on the Sea of Galilee in boats that are replicas of the ones Jesus sailed in with his disciples. Experience unforgettable cuisine and join us for an authentic Sabbath service.
It's something you'll never forget. Go to standwithisraeltour.com to register or call 855-565-5519. That's standwithisraeltour.com. Book worry-free until July 6th.
This is Carol Platt Lebow for townhall.com. The good guys won one at the Supreme Court last Friday in a big victory for religious liberty rights. In a 5-4 decision, the Supreme Court held that California must lift its pandemic restrictions on in-home religious gatherings. The court said the state was violating its citizens' religious liberty by forbidding religious meetings with people from more than 3 families. But there are 2 points worth remembering here. First, think about how far we've allowed our most basic freedoms to erode. In a state with only a 1.6% COVID positivity rate, people had to go to the Supreme Court of the United States just to reassert the right to hold private prayer meetings in their own homes, something that's always been understood to be a foundational freedom here. Second, consider that this liberty was secured by only a single justice's vote. We have a lot of work ahead to keep the flame of freedom burning in America.
Publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com. Ben Shapiro doesn't get wrapped up in what others think.
So Joe trotted out there, or hobbled out there, and proceeded to explain that gun violence in the United States is an international embarrassment. I do love it when presidents of the United States talk about how the United States is an international embarrassment. I don't care what the Europeans think of us. After hundreds of years of internecine warfare and then us saving their ass from the Soviets, I really could not care less what the French think of our gun laws. The French can stick it.
The Ben Shapiro Show, weeknights at 5 and 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
From executive producer and MyPillow founder Mike Lindell comes the hilarious new faith-based comedy, Church People, with a special guest appearance from Mike himself. Church People is a hilarious, heartwarming reminder that the gospel is enough. It all starts when America's youth pastor, Guy Sides, realizes he's stuck in the megachurch marketing machine and wants to find his passion again. But when Guy attempts to get back to the heart of ministry, he is thrust into the throes of dissuasion, his misguided church leadership from performing a strange and potentially blasphemous stunt for the upcoming Easter service while navigating his own personal problems. Church People will leave you laughing out loud while ultimately reminding you of the true meaning of the gospel.
Amen. Amen.
Watch Church People at salemnow.com. That's salemnow.com.
Use promo code WNYM for additional savings.
The Ben Shapiro Show, weekdays at 5 p.m. and 9 p.m. on AM 970. The Answer.
Everybody loves my baby, but my baby don't love nobody but me. No one but me.
And now, back to Radio Night Live. Once again, Kevin McCullough.
All right, I get more questions about our house band here at Radio Night Live. That is a group called the Hot Sardines, and they actually, they do like 1920s and 30s swing. But they actually have filmed several of their music videos in New York subways, which you talk about places that have been fairly empty over the last year. I love everything about this show. It's all New York all the time. Committed to bringing New York back, as is our very special guest tonight. Christine Nicholas, of course, is right here with us, as she always is on Fridays. But Peter Madonia has taken a portion of his evening and given it to us. And Peter, we're so thankful for your time. I know you're busy. You got plates to turn out and customers to make happy and everything else. So we don't want to keep you too long. And I am going to ask you about your olive bread coming up, because my lovely bride, if she has on more than one occasion said that if she were to, you know, request the final meal for the rest of her life, it would be avocado toast on olive bread, good olive bread, and a glass of really good wine. And that would be like the thing. But anyway, back to Christine's question, because I think everyone on everyone's mind is, where's the city headed? Are we, do you see light at the end of the tunnel? And what are we looking for in terms of that next mayor that's going to come and lead us?
So I think the next mayor truly has to be a cheerleader. What I think, this has happened before, right? I think what has to happen is the next mayor has to convince the next generation of, you know, energy, business thinking, what is going to be the future of commerce, has to want to come to this city to live and work. And the next mayor is going to have to attract them here. Now, in order for that to happen, the city has to be safe, first and foremost.
Yeah.
That is the most basic principle of governance and government. Right. That's its job, first and foremost. Everybody has to feel comfortable living here, working here, getting to and from work, going out at night. Like, it's just most basic principle. If you can do that, Then the next piece is come here, attract people here. And the next generation is who has to be attracted. That's always been what has fueled the city. Once it was safe and people felt great being here, we have all of the things that anybody and anybody wants in multiples. We have museums, we have entertainment, we have restaurants, we have all of the things that everybody wants to do with their life, social life. But that only works if you feel safe doing it, you feel you have a place to go work that you love and want to go to, and you can get there comfortably and safely. So the subway system has to work. And we have to go from 2 million to 5 million again in the subway system.
Yeah.
That's just I think it's set up to do that. But we have to get them back. We have to get people back here to do that. So I think those are the three principles.
Well, and that ties into your first one, right? Because if people have even a perception, it doesn't have to be fact, but if the perception, Christine and Peter, is that the subways aren't safe, then there's going to be that X percentage that says, I'm not willing to take that risk. Whereas if they feel confident and it's demonstrated, and that's why I think it was this week the NYPD announced they're doing a big surge into the subways. We've got to have that sense that safety and security is here and New York is back.
Yeah, I would say subways is one part, but the rest of the city is the other part. Like, you have to feel safe walking down the street. You have to feel safe in your neighborhood. You have to feel safe going to and from work. You have to feel safe going out at night.
Yeah.
And the subways are a vehicle to that, and therefore they have to be part of it and safe as safe. But it's the combination of the two. That's primary.
Right.
You know, the smartest people in the world in attracting visitors is the Disney organization, and their first principle is not entertainment, it's safety.
Huh. Did not know that.
I learned that by doing research.
Well, it makes sense, and I think you're right. It is a basic principle, and when you look at the mayors who have led New York City in a very positive way, Koch was in your face, right? Giuliani, in your face. Bloomberg was sort of like the very quiet guy, smart guy, but the thing that they cared about the most was public safety. You know, they put the money into the police department. They brought up the police personnel to 38,310 during Safe Streets, Safe Cities. That's eroding now. And now the candidates that are running for office, they're under enormous pressure from the progressive left to really not increase the police budget.
No, it's true.
So it's, and the city council as well. You know, they're pushing
that. I think I think that is, the public shouldn't worry about the inside baseball stuff of funding, not funding. It's, I think it's a principle, right? Let's figure out how to do both good policing, good quality policing, and creating public safety. And those things can't be done. They're both achievable by a police department with 35,000 people in it. With the right leadership.
Well, and the best trained police department on planet Earth. And though we've had some handcuffs on them over the last year or so, we can get those off. We can get back to good law enforcement, and that will change this city for sure. Hey, Peter, we've only got a couple of seconds left, but I want to ask you, if I go to Madonia Bakery and I taste that olive bread that Christine was raving about, what's one secret as to why it's going to melt in my mouth and be that luxurious thing that brings me back?
Look, we're just very careful about making sure there's enough olives in the bread to make an olive bread as opposed to bread with olives.
You know, I love that explanation.
That's smart.
Where
are the olives from, Peter?
We actually use Moroccan olives. They're Moroccan. They're really delicious. They have a nice texture and flavor to them because they're a little salty, but not, we're careful about it.
Well, that's always my gripe, that there's not enough olives in the actual olive bread. And so now, okay, I'm just going to have to put it on the list. This weekend, we're going to have to stop in. Peter Madonia, thank you for your time tonight, sir. We are so grateful.
Thank you, Peter.
Pleasure, and I really appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. When we come back, we are already at the end of the show. And Christine's got her weekend tips for us, where we need to go, things we can see. We'll get to that. I can't believe Friday fun has gone so quickly. It's Radio Night Live. Don't go anywhere. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Do you know what makes it rain in my mouth right now just thinking about it? How about a big, fat, juicy porterhouse at Benjamin's Steakhouse? Their signature dry-aged porterhouse and all the steaks, like the delicious filet mignon, are aged 28 days. With indoor and outdoor dining in Midtown and in White Plains, you can have an intimate dinner or bring a group. They've got a prefix dinner for larger or corporate groups, and eat Benjamin's signature porterhouse with incredibly fresh seafood while sitting next to a roaring fire in the cozy White Plains location, or head to Midtown for the excitement of the city and some amazing and delicious surf and turf. How about a power lunch with a steak sandwich or lobster roll or the raw bar, calamari, salmon salad, king crab legs with your filet mignon? I'm so hungry. Benjamin Steakhouse is a cut above the rest. Go to BenjaminSteakhouse.com or call 212-297-9177.
Hello, I'm Dr. Ed Sofen from Procure Proton Therapy Center, located in Somerset, New Jersey. You may be surprised to know that 1 in 7 men will experience a prostate cancer diagnosis in their life. 1 in 7. So if you or a friend or family member are facing prostate cancer, make sure you do your homework before choosing a treatment strategy to understand that in most cases, invasive surgery is not the only option. ProCure's proton therapy offers a customized, safe, and effective treatment option with an exceptional patient experience and no downtime. For more information or take a next step, please visit www.procure.com or call 855-3-PROTON, 855-3-PROTON. Let me or one of my colleagues help you make the right decision. Discover the ProCure difference. Precision therapy, passionate care.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
To find your balance, keep riding. And if you stop, put your feet down.
So you don't fall.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
This is Dennis Prager, along with fellow host Mike Gallagher. We both want to invite you to join us for the trip of a lifetime to the Holy Land this October.
Dennis and I have planned out every minute of this trip in detail with Salem Media Group and our trusted travel partner, Inspiration Cruises and Tours. It's something you'll never forget. Go to standwithisraeltour.com to register or call 855-565-5519. That's standwithisraeltour.com. Book worry-free until July 6th.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
From the studios of AM970 The Answer on Broadway and Wall Street in Manhattan, this is WNYM, Hackensack, New Jersey, New York City.
Larry Elder is next on AM970 The Answer. Once again, from New York, here's Radio Night Live and Kevin McCullough.
Well, thank you again. It's been a great week. So glad to be with you. Thank you for being with us every night. I am really, as I said on, I think it was Monday or Tuesday night, I'm just honored beyond all heck to get to be able to share this microphone with these people that come alongside us. Because every one of them is so expert in what they do, whether it's Hillary on money and Val on travel and Nicole on the anything on the medical front. Arthur, obviously, by way of law. But Christine Nicholas, the CEO of Nicholas Lentz PR, and just really doing a great job. Every waking moment, lady, you seem to be out there waving the New York flag saying, hey, you know, we're coming back. And I just I admire your energy. I'm just, you blow me away.
You people have to come back to New York. It's too lonely in Midtown here. We need people.
Yeah.
But as Peter Madonia was saying, if you want a lot of folks, though, the neighborhoods are really, really hopping right now. I was in Soho this Saturday night for dinner. It was as if there wasn't a pandemic. And then went to Ferrara's. The guy had to check out their cannoli compared to Arthur Avenue. And, you know, Ferrara's is sort of a legendary landmark in Little Italy, Lower Manhattan. But it was really hopping. Greenwich Village was hopping. Arthur Avenue is hopping. So the neighborhoods, Kevin, it's very interesting. Midtown is still suffering because we're dependent on the workers.
Right.
But the neighborhoods are really thriving. So, you know, you might want to go out to Astoria, great Greek food. You can go out to Chinatown in Queens, Chinatown in Lower Manhattan. They've got amazing outdoor dining. The things that they've done in Chinatown, so creative, so beautiful. You know, the food is amazing. But just go and see how creative a lot of these restaurateurs have been with their outdoor dining space.
Well, my bride is bugging the heck out of me to get back to Pastis and meatpacking. So we're probably due for a dinner date soon. And I'll be knocking on your door, Christine, saying, where should we go?
By all means.
All right.
Yep. And then I'm also going to give a plug, I have to, for the Statue of Liberty because, you know, they're coming back. They had about 6,000 people a day over the weekend over Easter. That, mind you, is down from the 12,000 that they normally have or the 15,000 on holiday weekends. So, New Yorkers, you have no excuse, you know, not to go. Right? It used to be like a bad, well, I've never been to the statue. I've never been to the Empire State Building. You know, get off your high horse and be a tourist in your own town.
I agree. And the lovely thing about Statue of Liberty, if you go from the Manhattan side, there's so much to see in Lower Manhattan. While you're waiting for the ferry. So make it a entire trip. Christine, we're out of time. I don't know where it went, but
it flies by on Fridays because it's Fun Fridays with Kevin McCullough.
That's it. All right. And if people want to follow you, you're obviously on Twitter with Nicholas Lance and on Instagram, I think, on both of those platforms. So they can. And I got to tell you, friends, you got to follow their Instagram account. Because they are constantly posting live shots of these different neighborhoods that Christine was talking about. And the food looks great. The fun is happening. And it's just time for us to throw ourselves back into it and become New Yorkers again. Christine.
That's right. We need you, New York. We need you now.
Always appreciate you being here on Fridays. Thank you, lady.
Thank you so much, Kevin. Take care.
All right. Tomorrow night, I will be on some stations nationwide for the national version of Radio Night Live. And back here on Monday with another look at the money, Hillary Kramer will join me. We will see you then.
Portions of Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough, pre-recorded.